Now the Galway Minor Ladies footballers begin their Connacht Championship campaign this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock in Kerry when they travel to Sligo. Galway had a bye last week for the opening round, but they'll now play 4 weeks in a row. Delighted to be joined by their new manager, Nigel Walsh. Nigel, first, thanks a million for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you too, Nigel. Of course, it's been a mile a minute. We were just talking off air about pitches and weather and this, that and the other. But now the big games, the championship is around the corner.
Yeah, no, I suppose it would be a great country if we could put a roof over it. Getting pitches at the minute has been a disaster, but I have to say the county board have been brilliant. We're on the phone non-stop. We've been up to Bacon a couple of times. We've had clubs. To be fair to the clubs, they want to help us, but they're not even getting their own teams out at the minute. So even to say now we got a last-minute cancellation in Castlegar, so we're out there tonight in the build-up to it. But look, we won't have any excuses. You know, we just need somewhere to train, and we'll put on as good a show as we can, and oh, please God, we'll be ready to get over the line.
I've no doubt about that. And of course, the game you have to buy in the opening round. We already know the Mayo have beaten Roscommon and your opponent Sligo have beaten Leitrim. Did you get a chance to see any of those?
That's a very good question there. I got to see some of the things. I suppose Connacht this year is so competitive. Roscommon are actually the champions from under 16. Sligo's rather runners up and Mayo won the B. So Connacht this year is very, very competitive. Now, Galway had their competitiveness in there as well. So I would expect to be three very 50-50 matches there. So like that, if you look at how the under-16s go, they didn't have a great start. And credit to Donal, they really turned around with two kind of wins there. They had a game against Leitrim, and then they really pushed on against Roscommon and they just snuck into the A-final. So hopefully now we can take confidence in that if we do have one bad day, which you don't plan on having, there's plenty to play for down the line.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because when you're coming in your first day, and I was actually talking to Donal about that ahead of the under-16 game last week, is that I suppose you don't know where you stand, but coming in as a new manager, coming in on the back of an All-Ireland winning management team, you have a few players from that side there, but no, obviously a lot of new players in there as well, and you're integrating with the squad, they're integrating with you, and you're putting a team together, but until you get out in the field of play, I suppose you don't really know where you are.
I suppose, look, you can have as good a training and as good as matches and all the prep when it comes to championship. It's such a different game. I've been around enough times to get into league finals, come to championship and then come to championship. It's just a different kettle of fish. I'd go back to my own time playing days, about 2007. We had an absolute disaster of a league campaign with James's. I think we lost every league game. Then we kind of came into it under the back foot. We got a win against Lettermore and we never looked back. We went on to kick on and win the championship. So I suppose getting out the first day is going to be the nerves. We get over that, we put in a performance and we keep looking to build on. And like that, I've got a great group. There's some players that have been there that have done it before and we players that haven't played county before. And together, I have a great backroom team around me. And look, there's going to be hiccups, there's going to be bumps, they're going to make mistakes. You know, we've planned for that. That's how we adapt. And please God, we get over the line against Sligo and get off to a good start.
You talked there about some of the players that you have, and I've seen your overall squad there too, but I'm talking about the likes of the Katie Slatteries, the Clara Bannocks, Ava Smith, Aisling Madden and Shun McGovern. They all started last year's All-Ireland final. Alicia O'Malley came off the bench there as well. Their experience is going to be very, very important.
Yeah, we've got a great group. You alluded to three of the girls there, that they were on the Dunmore panel. They got to the All-Ireland final. We also have two girls from Headfort that got to an All-Ireland final in school, so we have a great mix there. You mentioned Shun McGovern, also a multi-talented hockey player. They're not just successful in football, they're successful in an awful lot of things. Of course, Aisling Madden as well was part of the Kilkerran Clonburn team, so we'd hope that they'll bring the experience of getting to that high level. And you mentioned there's a couple of players there that were on the panel last year as well that didn't start, and I suppose they have the experience and we'd be looking to them. Maybe if things aren't going as well as they should be, we look to get them on the ball a bit more.
What's the feeling like among the camp at the moment, weather aside of course?
Look, it's been going good. We had to have a bit of chopping and changing, getting pitches, but you'll have that. But to be fair to the parents, when we've had to do a late change, they've always got them there. We've always gotten the pitch. And to be honest, the mood's good. We're in a good place at the minute. We got together as early as we could. We laid out the training. We had a fairly hectic January. It was ironically, it's probably the easiest time to get the pitch when you think it would be the worst weather. We got some good challenges out and around. We went out to get the best quality that we could play with. Unfortunately, the kind of inter-county challenges dried up a small bit with Munster starting very early, Ulster starting early, and Leinster. The Leinster final is actually going to be finished before we get out for the first round. And I think the Munster final was either this weekend or last weekend. So kind of we got a few challenge matches in there with some senior teams. We got out to Clare Galway for one. We had Anna down.
Just two quick ones there, Nigel, before I let you go. You mentioned your management team, no doubt, good crew behind you.
Yeah, no, I've got great experience there. Brian Mack has been training Curfin senior teams for a long time. I Sarah Ward from Kilcare and Clonburn, an All-Ireland winner, was the first team that got over. Lisa Leonard has also played. She won numerous county championships with Curfin and played with Galway. And Jerry has been with me as well, and he's been running the show for Mount Bellew for the last number of years. So I've got a great group. And then we were in with Neil doing the S&C work in January. To be fair now, he really pushed them on, so it's something different to have for them as well. So all in all, look, we go out, we've prepared as well. Hopefully we'll get things right. And if we don't, we're going to adjust as quickly as we can to get it right. And please, if we get over the nerves and just get the first round through with Sligo, it'll just give great confidence to the group.
And just leads me to the final question as well. No doubt very, very confident if they click, you can have a good run in this competition.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm under no illusion that Sligo have come off a very, very strong performance against Leitrim last Wednesday. I don't think anyone expected something like that. Again, I don't know. You can only play what's in front of you. Sligo have had their own ambitions. You've seen with their under-20s and the men's the last couple of years that there's no cakewalks now in Connacht. You know, the days where you'd expect to go in your own final, and that's that. They're long gone. Every team now, the interest in women's sport is going through the roof at the minute, and long may it continue. And look, we'll be thereabouts. A few things will need to go our way. You always have to need the championship luck, as I call it, but I've every confidence in this group that they're a great, they've been a great group to coach, and I've every confidence we can get over the line.